5 Thumbnail Psychology Mistakes Killing Your Clicks. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really important lined up for you. Absolutely. We're diving into the psychology behind thumbnails and why they can make or break your click rate. I'm really excited about this, Alex. Me too. So, let's kick things off. You know, many creators treat thumbnails like just a fresh coat of paint on a car. They think if it looks shiny, it'll run smoothly. But the truth is, thumbnail psychology is the engine that drives those clicks. Oh, wow, that's a great analogy. So what you're saying is that even if a thumbnail is high-res and colorful, it might not convert if it doesn't connect with the viewer psychologically? Exactly. I've seen creators spend countless hours on their videos, but only 5 minutes on their thumbnails, and then they're left wondering why no one is clicking. It's usually not the video itself, it's how the thumbnail resonates with the viewer's brain. That's so frustrating. What are some common mistakes you see people making with thumbnails? Well, let's start with the first big mistake, using studio perfect looks. Many think they need that glossy, overproduced image to attract clicks. But in reality, audiences are getting tired of that. It feels too commercial. So you're saying people want something that feels more authentic and real? Exactly. When a thumbnail looks too manufactured, it creates a psychological distance. It's like seeing a stock photo of a car versus a picture of a car taken in someone's driveway. Which one do you trust more? Right, the driveway photo definitely feels more trustworthy. So what should creators focus on instead? They should focus on genuine emotion in their images. Forget about airbrushing every little detail. What matters is the expression. Does it match the video? That's key. Got it. That makes so much sense. What's the next mistake you see? The next one is ignoring mobile truncation. A lot of creators design their thumbnails on big monitors and forget that most viewers are on their phones. Parts of the thumbnail can get cropped out. Wait, so if someone puts important text in the corner, it might get cut off on smaller screens? Exactly. That's what we call the truncation zone. If crucial information is in that area, half your potential audience might never even see it. Wow, that's a huge oversight. What can creators do to avoid this? They need to check how their thumbnails look across different devices. Tools that simulate how the thumbnail appears on mobile can really help. It's like checking your blind spots before changing lanes. That's a smart approach. So, what's the third mistake? The third mistake is face focus. We are biologically wired to look at faces, but you can't just slap any face on your thumbnail. It has to show the right emotion that aligns with the video content. I can see how that would be confusing. So if your video is about fixing a leaking gasket and the thumbnail shows someone looking ecstatic, that's a disconnect, right? Exactly. Confusion kills clicks. You want to match the micro expressions to the content. If the video is serious, show that in your face. Makes sense. And what's this about visual hierarchy? Ah, yes. Visual hierarchy is about the order in which our brains notice elements. If your thumbnail is cluttered with too much going on, it just becomes noise. The viewer might just scroll past. So what's the solution here? You need to establish a clear focal point. Decide what you want viewers to notice first, whether it's text, a face, or an object. That's really insightful. I never thought about it that way. And what's this curiosity gap you mentioned? Great question. The curiosity gap is the space between what the viewer knows and what they want to know. If your thumbnail reveals too much, there's no reason for them to click. But if it's too vague, it just confuses them. So it's all about striking a balance? Exactly. Give them a clue, but leave them wanting more. For example, instead of showing a fixed engine, show the broken part with a thought-provoking question. That's a clever way to build intrigue. And where do we go from here? We're heading into a future with advanced AI tools that analyze all aspects of thumbnails. Instead of relying solely on guesswork, creators can now simulate how viewers might react to their designs before they upload. That's incredible. So AI can help catch those psychological mistakes we might overlook? Absolutely. But remember, the tools are only as good as the understanding behind them. creators need to grasp these principles to really benefit from the technology. So to recap, it's all about being authentic, checking your designs on mobile, matching emotions, establishing a visual hierarchy, and creating a curiosity gap, right? Exactly. And if you manage those basics, the tools will help amplify your clicks. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.